States have been trying to stamp out lead poisoning in children since the 1970s, but a lengthy investigation by Reuters News identified thousands of U.S. communities that had lead levels more than twice those found in Flint, Michigan during that city's notorious water crisis. And as VPR's Nina Keck reports, several are in Vermont.
2 years ago, Flint, Michigan made headlines for having high levels of lead in its municipal drinking water. Health officials were quick to point out the danger that posed to small children. Even small amounts of lead can stunt a child's brain development and cause permanent learning and emotional problems. Reporters Michael Pell and Joshua Schneer wondered how many other communities might be dealing with lead poisoning. Nationwide, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates that 2.5% of children up to age 5 have elevated levels of lead. After analyzing a decade worth of public health data from all over the country, Pell says they found much higher rates in 3,800 communities, including in Vermont.
In Rutland, for example, we found that from 2005 to 2015, 18% of children tested had elevated lead levels. By way of comparison, during the peak of Flint, Michigan's water crisis, 5% of children tested high.
An elevated result was any test higher than the CDC's current reference number, which is 5 micrograms per deciliter. That's the level at which the agency recommends a public health intervention. Pell says Vermont as a whole and Rutland have been making progress reducing lead levels in children.
Still, in 2015, the most recent year of data, 14% of tested children had high lead levels. So, I mean, that's a community that is still struggling with childhood lead exposure.
And it's not just Rutland. Their data found 14% of tested children in Bennington had high lead levels from 2005 through 2015, and nearly 15% of tested children in Springfield had high levels. The data did find that the prevalence in both Springfield and Bennington had declined in recent years. State health officials say those findings are accurate. Matthew Bradstreet manages Vermont's Healthy Homes and Lead Poisoning Prevention Program. He says 70% of the housing in Vermont was built before lead paint was banned in 1978. And getting rid of all the old paint and its dust is difficult.
That can also come from, we see a lot of vintage or salvage items that people bring into homes to decorate that can have deteriorated paint on the surface that people are drawn to that look, but it's actually a potential risk.
And while Vermont law requires all 1- and 2-year-olds to be tested, Bradstreet says only 78% of 1-year-olds and 67% of 2-year-olds were screened for lead last year. Doctors typically do a finger prick test first, and if the levels are high, follow up with a venous confirmed sample. That's blood taken from a vein. But Bradstreet says not all Vermont doctors will draw blood in their office, and some parents don't want their children subjected to a needle.
So that's requiring another visit or going elsewhere, and there's a lot of people who just aren't following up and getting that done. And we can't provide case management services unless there's a venous confirmed lead level.
It's tough, admits Bradstreet, who says the state is trying to improve testing rates and outreach and expand resources available on its website. It's a challenge that will likely get worse, however, since the Trump administration has called for significant budget cuts in many of the federal agencies responsible for lead poisoning prevention. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.